What's up, everybody? It's Threesome Podcast 17. Unbelievable.
I know,
man. It seems like we just started doing this.
It's like over a quarter of a year.
I know.
We're doing one a week.
I know. I wish we could do more.
I would have no problem with it.
Yeah.
If me you either. Wanted to.
No, I mean, it's, you know, people who listen to LT2 don't get a chance to hear that much. You know, I bet we could do like three a week easily.
Well, if you ever decide it's something you want to try, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Or just do one every 4 days, you know, religiously.
Right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
That might start getting a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It gives everybody like 3 days to listen, you know.
Right. So. Now, is everyone else in LT2 just doing a weekly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're not everybody else.
No, we're not.
We're not conformist.
No, we're not.
Where would our country be with conformist?
Oh, don't get me started. Uh-huh. I think we're there, actually.
No, I will get you started in a little bit.
Oh, but okay.
Before we do anything, I wanted to weigh in on this last week and didn't get a chance to with you. But I want to see what you think about Bill Cosby.
I think he's a pig and he breaks my heart. Because I grew up with the Cosby Show. Watched it religiously as a family show, like my mom, dad. That was something that we all kind of had in common. You know, it was, so I'm right there with everyone else who kind of looks at him as, you know, America's dad and everything. And I truly believe that he did everything. And I am so enraged by the slut shaming of these women, you know, because apparently all it is like old women looking for 15 minutes of fame. If you look at certain parts of the internet,
let's just say 10% of this is true, valid, true, that it's something he did. That's still two women.
Yes.
Or 1.9. And
I think 1.5, but I'm not math girl.
Yeah, it's they're up to 19 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was at 15. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. The list is growing exponentially as the days go by.
Round up, you've got two.
Yeah.
And that's still unacceptable.
And I'm guessing if there's 19, there's 40 or 60 or whatever the case is, as they say about these type of cases. I want to say something, and I'm going to preface this with my showmates on Lex and Terry didn't believe me. But I've always been twisted up about Bill Cosby. I've always sensed there's something sinister and fucked up about him. And what it was, well, it had nothing to do with the Cosby Show or anything like that. But when I'd see him interviewed, he always seemed to have a chip on his shoulder. About what, I don't know. What exactly was, you know, on his nerves or whatever the case is. I always was uncomfortable, like, you know, you're portraying yourself as Bill Cosby and you're being zany and all this stuff, but man, I'm seeing something different here.
And there was Mother Jugs and Speed. That really kind of shot my image of Bill Cosby out of the water.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my.
What about I Spy? And then we found out he does.
Gross. Oh, he doesn't. It's I Quaalude.
Yeah. I penetrate.
Digitally and phallically.
And this isn't a racial thing to me. It really isn't. A couple people have called the show this morning and tried to make it one. It's like, oh, if it was a white guy, this wouldn't. It's like, yes, it would. It'd be just as bad.
I think that's kind of part of the thing, though, is he transcended color. And of course, I'm saying this as a white person, so I don't know. But, you know,
that's what I was trying to explain, that our feelings are hurt more than African Americans are. I was trying to tell that to D. I was trying to say, you know, this was our dude, you know? This guy broke down a lot of racial barriers. You know, people that were raised to hate black people loved this guy and that show.
I know.
And moved on to be non-racial people, got their head on straight and realized, you know, that cool is cool.
And sweaters are sweaters.
Yeah. I mean there's I truly believe that show broke down a lot of barriers with people.
Well, I don't know if he was more important to white people than black people. I think that he showed that people are people. And so I think that there is a certain percentage of the population who, you know, looked at it and said, look, we can be successful and we can be a family and we can have all of that. That might not have been something within their realm of achievement, or not achievement, but the idea that they could achieve that.
No, but I think a lot of people were ignorant enough to think that, you know, African Americans' family life were not like white people's family life, which is absolutely positively not true. You know, they may be even better at being family than we are.
I never watched the show, and I can tell you as a child, I mean, I never sat there and went, oh, we're going to watch the Black Family show now.
No.
It was the Cosby, you know, they were the Cosbys.
No, but it made you look at other black families differently. It did.
I suppose it did.
It did. You know, it was like, yeah, they're, you know, because I grew up in a total white bread place, I'll be honest with you. Until I moved to high school in Jacksonville in my last 2 years. And then I went to school with a lot of African Americans. And, you know, it was just like, wow, this is pretty normal.
We still only have one black guy.
Yeah. Well,
I'm 45 minutes away from Saginaw. So
I found this out about black people, too. They're smarter than we are. They don't live in frozen tundra places.
I don't know. Yeah. You've got Detroit and such, you know. I mean, yeah. I don't think that's that, but we just but actually this gentleman works at TSC, at the food, you know, the feed store and stuff.
Yeah.
And I enjoy him. I like it when he's there and I talk to him.
Yeah, they're cool.
I think I can say that's my one black friend.
I got lots of black friends. That's more of a cliche than anything. No, I'm not a racist. I have lots of black friends.
No, I, you know, again, and don't punish me and think ill of me. I didn't, choosing to live where I live truly had nothing to do with like the percentage of minorities or majorities or anything like that. This is just where I was born and raised and everything.
No,
and it just so happens there's like one black guy.
Same here. My apartment complex now is loaded with Hispanics and black people. I don't care. They don't care. Nobody cares. The world's changing. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've had hot little Hispanic chicks hit on me in the hall. You know, there's a hot black chick that walks her little dog that fancies me. She's like, nice. I'm so glad you're out here. I'm glad you're out here, too. You and your little dog, Dorothy.
Would that make you a friend of Dorothy?
That's right. I have lots of dog friends.
Yeah, I bet.
Why, I'm so non-racist, I have two dogs living in my house right now. So there. But
oh, Lex.
But man, we're finding out this guy's the creepazoid from hell.
He's a predator. You know, there was thought. It was like, this is his thing. This is what he does. You know, and you know who really, really, really kind of clinched it for me was Janice Dickinson.
Yeah.
And I have like a weird love-hate relationship with her.
Yeah, but one thing Janice Dickinson has no filter on is the truth.
Exactly. She, of all of the women, if you want to slut shame all of them and say they're just old actresses who are grasping at one last 15 minutes of fame kind of thing, she doesn't really need that.
Mm-mm.
And the thing was, she had a memoir come out, I think like in 2010 or something. You know, she wrote a book.
And they scrubbed and, it.
Yeah, if you read that, there is mention of her meeting Bill Cosby in the book, and she had included the rest of the story in it, and Bill's people bullied the publisher, and that part, the assault part, was removed. And so that is there. So you can go back many years of her, you know, having already kind of set the stage for that.
Yeah, and you think to yourself, how did you get a book deal, Janice Dickinson?
How did, if you look, I'm always horrified, all of these celebrities, you know.
But you know
it's
how,
like, really?
You know how this transpired from what I understand?
How?
Same publisher.
Oh.
Yeah. How else would they know that's in her book?
Well, I think she came out and said that it had been in her book.
She came out and said that last week. Up until then, she'd never had any cause to talk about it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, when all this started coming out, she came out with that, but she just put it in the book because it happened. She just wrote it off as something that happened, and he was kind of a jerk and moved on, and then all these women start coming out, and she's like, hey, what the fuck? You know? And that's why she said something. But she's a lot of things, but, you know, I have watched her enough to know that she's completely incapable of saying anything other than how she feels right at that second.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, she was on that plastic surgery show, and she was telling the guy she, you know, was addicted to pain pills, and she can't have pain pills, and you're going to have to find some other way. And, you know, it's like she was talking about some other guy she was fucking that didn't like her tits and all this stuff. I mean, it was just like, okay, TMI, Janice.
You know which one, and I haven't, I guess, read the accounts from the most recent, because you said we're up to 19, and last I knew we were at 15, was Lou Ferrigno's wife.
Yeah.
That they went out on a double date, which, you know, who hasn't done that? You go out with another couple, you're having fun, and you go back to his house, and his wife, Bill Cosby's wife, went back into the house, and I have no idea, I don't remember where Lou was, but he, like, grabbed her roughly and, like, pressed his body against her and was, like, kissing her and everything, and she actually had to almost literally run out of the house.
Boy, that's some balls.
And then when you have
the Hulk's wife.
when you have balls like that, that means that you have history and tried and true methods backing you up.
Yeah. And you have no governor whatsoever.
Yes.
Cuz there's no way I'm laying a hand on Lou Ferrigno's wife. A steroided out angry deaf man? No thanks. No, thank you. As Bill Cosby, there's just many, many other pieces of pussy that will have me as is. Even
obviously,
even at 60 something years old.
Well, he's what? He's 78 now.
71.
I think he's 78.
Ian reported, and I haven't, 71 this morning.
Well, let's look him up. Let's Wikipedia Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Ian's the Google king. I think you're going to find he's 71.
Okay. Well, you keep talking while I look.
I will. So I was just wondering what your take on it was. And, you know, you ever had a guy do that to you? And, you know, because I said something on the air this morning that wasn't really popular. And that was, these are 19 women, in my mind, that put themselves in a bad position. And I do.
Wikipedia says that he's 77.
Oh, okay. And I do believe that women do put themselves in a bad position.
You know, I agree. Some of these, like that one girl, well, she's a woman now, but because he made her a woman, was like 17 or something. And he was flying her all over the place. And you have to wonder, where were her parents? But at the same time, when you have a goal, and if that goal is to be a model or something like that, and you have this man who is showing you attention, you kind of have to go with the flow. I mean, I certainly have been in that position, and I think most women, obviously, we aren't all trying to be actresses and models, but it's something I don't think a man can understand quite as much unless he was preyed upon as a young boy.
Oh, God.
But you know what I'm saying? You, Lex, you as a man are always kind of in control of your surroundings, of your life. And, you know, we can make the jokes about that, but you know what I'm saying. But when you're a chick, you don't quite have that luxury as much.
I disagree. I think there are women that empower themselves and believe in themselves and put themselves, you know, on a pedestal to achieve something without a man helping them and do. There's got to be at least 6 or 7 of them worldwide.
And, you know, I'm proud of them and happy for them if that is the case. But when you get into a certain atmosphere, a certain place, no matter what your career goals or your personal goals are, whatever, if there is someone who can help you, you know, and at first you might tell yourself it is networking, where I'm networking with Bill Cosby. You know, if he likes me, he will help my career.
Yeah.
You know, and it's Bill Cosby.
It's networking until the first time. And then at that point you have to say, Bill, thank you for the help. You're going to continue to help me because you just tried to rape me and roofie me. And I will tell everybody if you don't continue to help me. That's what women
should do. And it's Bill Cosby. No one's going to believe you.
Well, that's when you turn on your iPhone.
I don't think there were iPhones back then.
Well, that's when you turn on your Sperry Unifag tape recorder that's 6 feet by 6 feet and nobody's going to see it.
I will admit, I agree. I kind of just cringe when I hear that there were multiple times for someone, for anyone that's been sexually assaulted anywhere. You know, it does make me cringe. But as someone who has been in a situation that I couldn't get out of, I also understand that it isn't always as easy as what you think it is.
I just know, like my daughter, for example, I know that wouldn't play with her. She may end up getting in a bad position once and have to deal with that, but I know she wouldn't put herself back in it.
You would like to think that.
I know that.
Used to be the girl that would sit there and be like, no man's ever going to hit me. No one's ever going to do any of that stuff to me. And yet there it was. There it happened. You can be strong and still find yourself in a terrible situation that you can't get out of.
Yeah.
And I hope to God, honestly, that Sam never has to deal with that.
That's why I'm prefacing that with, if that happened to her once, it would only be once. Some of these girls went back for more, including the 17-year-old.
I know.
You know, and that's the thing. I understand being caught in a position once where, you know, you learn from it, you understand it, you don't want that to ever happen to you again. But to be worried about your star power when you know this guy's a total creepazoid, that's on you at that point. That's what I was trying to say this morning, and everybody's saying that, you know, oh, you're making it her fault. And I'm like, yeah, if you go back a second time, it's her fault.
It's not, though. I can't explain. Again, I was in that situation.
You can't put your job over your safety, Stacey. You can't.
But some people do.
Yeah, I know they do.
That's what you don't understand.
I know they do,
you know?
But that's fucked up. That's
it
wrong.
Is, Lex, but it's you know wrong. What? The world isn't cookie cutter, black and white, you know, good versus evil.
I agree that. I agree with that. But it's on you if you go back. It is.
So she obviously wanted it all those other times.
She wanted that career. She was willing to go through that bullshit to continue to possibly get a career out of it.
So who's more in the wrong then? Bill Cosby for taking advantage of that over and over again? I mean, you know, Hollywood,
they're both,
obviously.
They're both in the wrong. They're both in the wrong. Her for going back and him for continually doing this to people. They're both in the wrong.
Hollywood is very competitive. And, you know, there are many other fields that are also very competitive but aren't out in the open. You know, I can say, you know, radio has its moments of fierce competition for that, you know, on-air spot that everybody wants, blah, blah, blah. You probably don't get it quite so much at the grocery store, you know, when you get to move up from bagger to, you know, produce.
No, I didn't.
Like you.
Nothing sexually happened to me in that case.
But again, you're a guy.
I'm sure somebody probably wanted to. I was pretty hot. But,
well, I'm sure you could hold a lemon between your ass cheeks like no one's business.
I had long surfer hair, and I had a tight little ass back then.
Ah, memories.
Yeah. It was the good old days. But nobody sexually advanced on me. What was wrong with me?
You didn't have a vagina.
Sort of.
Or you lucked out.
They like to pretend it is.
You lucked out that you didn't work at a Publix that had a predatory, you know, manager in charge of you.
I actually think I did. I just was so abusive towards him. I think he was moved on to somebody else. I'm like,
you know,
Jesus Christ, wash your hair. My God, you're a manager, for Christ's sake. Look to the. I could cook with that. I used to say stuff like that to him.
Well, that is probably why he didn't want his penis in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't think I sexually turned him on. But I think there were others that did.
Well,
I don't think he got anybody. That's how bad his game was.
Assault deals with finding someone who you can
manipulate,
assert power over. Yes, manipulate, assert power. So if you know that someone is hungry to move ahead in their career, they're the one that you probably want to start flirting with. If you, you know, find someone, you know, those girls who don't have a strong, bold father at home telling them, you know, that they deserve better, they are going to do anything they can to get ahead because perhaps that's the only way they can get ahead.
Yeah. I knew this girl once. She got us an affiliate because she manipulated and seduced the radio station dude and got him to do whatever she wanted. Man,
I believe that person did not know the circumstances and was just trying to get over a bad breakup. I am guessing that is more in line of what happened.
She was a stone-cold killer that knew exactly what she wanted and knew that if she performed for us, that her status would be upgraded. I truly believe that. God, she was magnificent. What a
Can I say
cold-blooded
that you
killer.
Guys, you guys honestly were like the first radio people that I was around for a length of time that like never tried
something on
and
you.
I actually love that for you. I mean, love you for that, you know. Yes. I can tell you I had an interview for a radio station, and this was strictly part-time, and he had wanted to do the interview over lunch. So I met him where we were eating and sit down in my little business outfit and everything because, you know, you have to dress up for interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Mom and Dad taught me well. And we're sitting there talking for a little bit, just kind of making small talk, you know, before we got into the interview. And I have never had anyone so directly look right at my tits the way he did. He looked right at them and said, "You look very nice." And I thought to myself, well, I've got the job.
Yeah.
And we haven't had the interview yet. So,
yeah.
And I, for the record, did not have the girls out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know me, I don't dress like that, you know.
No, we know girl bumps when we see them. We know at some point you're going to expose some of them or all of them or whatever, you fucking idiots. Usually at Christmas parties. But No, I mean, that's not how we rolled. That was the funny part. You know, because we were Lex and Terry, we had to be extra careful, you know, as far as shit like that went. We had to go, like, the extra mile to even go past normal as far as in, you know, we're hiring somebody to do a job, not to potentially fuck them. Which is insane. But that's the way we kind of rolled. I'm proud of us, man. We were all business when it came to the bitches. We really were. We even when we went on appearances and stuff like that, we had each other's back if it got jiggy, you know?
Right.
Somebody saw one of us, you know, falling into the arms of another, you know, with a buzz going and, you know, possibly marriage arguments going on at home and stuff like that, you know, it was like
the other would get the shoehorn and some lube.
The other would grab by the horse collar and go, come on. It's like, no, you guys are assholes. But still, we'd end up at the hotel, you know, safe and sound.
Together. Yeah. In each other's arms, cradling each other, rocking back and forth.
Yes. Lex, Terry, and Scott, or Lex, Terry, and Dee, or yeah.
Scott.
We always got one hotel room with a California king, and we all slept in there. Yeah.
Scott would lay across the bottom at your feet.
Yes. But it was nice.
And cozy.
Yeah. But we watched each other's backs, you know. I don't want to make it sound like it happened a lot of times. It happened, like, I'd say 2 times for each of us, you know. And I was grateful afterwards. Like, the next day, I was like, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Because we all have our moments of weakness.
Thank you for saving me from herpes.
Yeah. I was, you know, there were times I was so mad at stuff going at home, I would have taken herpes. But I was like, who gives a fuck about this? Come on! But it was the alcohol talking. You know what it was.
Yes.
You know, along with a deep, suppressed inner conscience voice. But, you know how it goes.
Have you named your voice?
No, it's so far down in there that it's, you know, and then it comes out when I'm drunk and I'm too drunk to remember its name, so. Thank God.
Have you named your penis?
My penis's name is Winston.
Aw.
Yeah.
Now, is that a lifelong name or a recent name?
Oh, no, that's way old. That's like, I think its 50th anniversary is coming up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Winston's birthday. 50 years of having a nickname.
I will have to make the adjustments to that Twitter account.
No, that's private.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't tweeted from that account for a while. I should.
Yeah, that's fine. Please don't.
That would be Lex's penis. Follow it on Twitter, folks.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's actually called Lex's penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The girlfriend loves that.
Well, I've never done anything wookie with it.
You're like, your penis tweets? You tell me.
It's talented, baby.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's more of a question for you to answer, don't you think? I don't want to be braggy or anything. Or I don't want to be humiliated, one of the two. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so we both agree that Bill Cosby's a pig.
Pretty much, yeah. If it keeps going like it is, I think this goes beyond smoke and fire at this point.
And, you know, it's sad that you even had to say, like, if only 10% of the women are telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, and, you know, not to throw you under the bus or anything, but the fact that right there, that statement says so much about society, and we would rather believe him, this doddering, you know, possibly senile old man now, if you've seen recent interviews with him.
No, that's just me giving benefit of the doubt. I know it's more than that, you know, in my heart.
But there's a lot of people who would be right there and mean it.
And my heart goes out to a lot of these women that have been holding on to this for 40 years, 50 years, you know, for a long time. You know, some of them back to the 70s, for Christ's sake.
60s, I think, even.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, you just can't tell. You know, an older woman, I think one of the women's actually 71 years old. You can't tell me she gives a fuck at this point as far as a money grab goes.
Right.
You know, it's at that age, she's probably just like, that's one of the horrible fucking things that happened to me so early in my life. I regret it. It's, you know, it's like I probably at her age would go, you know what, this isn't worth my time.
She's probably also at that age now where it doesn't horrify her the way it does. And maybe, you know, a lot of people don't bounce back from assault, you know. But
I was just about to say, she's at the I don't give a fuck age, too.
Yeah. And the fact, you know, statute of limitations and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really, I don't see, unless it is a financial thing, but, you know, are all these women going to go in together and sue together? I mean, and what are you going to do at this point? Put this old man in jail? And I'm not saying he's not deserving because of his age, but if he's as senile as what some are starting to think he is it even worth it putting him in prison where he just kind of fades away the last years of his life?
I don't know. I mean, at 77, I have to think this is going to kill him. This is going to age him 10 years. If he was going to live to be 87, he's not any longer. I think this...
I don't know. He's got a pretty shitty PR team because they did something, I think it was last week or the week before.
With AP? Did you see that?
Well... No, but they put up a bunch of pictures of him and asked people to meme him.
Yeah, I saw
on Twitter.
That.
Who does that? Because then everything was, you know, rape jokes.
Uh huh.
And it's like,
yeah, those people got fired.
What were you thinking, people? At this point, you should just take him away. You know, send him to Hawaii for a vacation and let him just be away from cameras and stuff. He shouldn't be doing interviews and things, especially. No. Everyone wants to ask him that question. He makes it so that you can't ask him that question or you never get an interview again, you know.
Well, D played this thing on the show that he did an interview with AP and he wasn't expecting to be broadsided by them, and the guy broadsided him. And his lapel mics and his wife got left on, and it was him going, "Now you're going to suppress that out, and I need to talk to your boss because this wasn't supposed to happen, and you're the AP. You're better than that." He was like using all this back psychology shit, and it was bad.
What a douche. What a terrible, piggy, disgusting, vile douche.
Man, that's a national treasure. Just gone.
Of his own volition. You know what I'm saying? He did this to himself. It's not like at this point, I don't think that there is a grand scheme to bring down Bill Cosby.
No.
He did it to himself.
I mean, everybody on the show is like mortified. You know, this guy's been a fixture of our lives, you know?
We had the album with like the Chicken Heart of New York or whatever it was, you know. I think there was a Fat Albert on it. We listened to that a lot when we were kids and stuff. So,
And the comedians, you know, that he went around and told, you don't have to be dirty and you don't have to say bad words and you don't have to.
That's what after the show is for.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what hypocrites, you know.
And I do feel bad for his family. You know, again, surely his wife knew about this. You know, this you can't, after however 30-plus years of marriage, you know this is going on.
Sure, you know it's going on. I think she just probably thought he was fucking chicks. I don't think she had any idea it was fucking them whether they wanted to or not. Which is a mystery to me. Because you know he could get pussy, even now, if he wanted to.
Ugh.
He could.
I think I just dried up a little bit.
But you know I'm right. You know there's some.
Well, yes.
You know there's
if some, Charles Manson can get married, yes, Bill Cosby could get a piece of ass right now.
You know there's some 45-year-old lonely bitch that'll fuck him any town he goes to.
Yes. But you know what? If she wanted to and he wanted to and they were two consenting adults and he didn't have to slip anything in a drink, then have at it. Have wild, passionate elder sex.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know, it's a mystery to me that this guy had to do this.
Which makes me think that's his thing.
Why did he do this?
It's his thing. You know, just like there's necrophiliacs who like having sex with dead bodies. There's pedophiles who are attracted to children. He apparently likes a woman to be immobile or barely alert and, you know, can do whatever he wants with her. It's like the ultimate control. It sounds like he's just a huge freaking control freak.
Oh, God, I got four or five girls in my past he could have. Doesn't need to put anything in them except a penis. They already come lifeless and lazy. Now, some people may think that was my fault, but it wasn't.
No.
They were duds.
Of course not.
Because there's other girls that screamed at the top of their lungs in my presence. Those are called great actresses.
And was that when you were already on the radio, so they thought that they were, you know, fucking a celebrity?
No.
Had to put on a show?
No, because by the time I was on the radio, I was with my wife, you know, for the most part.
Gotcha.
Well, the first 10 years of our relationship, we were together, we broke up, and, you know, there were people in between there, but, you know, it's just my fault I didn't see the problems there. Sure, we've broken up 6 times. I'll marry you. But anyway... It's sad. Let's move on to other things.
Yes.
So, I got a Facebook post that made me crazy over the weekend.
Now, where was it, like on your personal one, on the show page?
It was on my personal. And okay. It was somebody trying to put it on my timeline. And gotcha. It said, share this if you agree. And it says... You have to have had to have been in the military to be president.
Oh, geez. Now, does that count if you're in the military and daddy gets you out of the Vietnam War so that you can sit at home and do a bunch of cocaine?
My comment was, you know, that's worked out really well in places like Libya and Cuba.
Yeah?
Yeah, they actually are dictator and still wear the uniform. How nice. And what helped them get there? The military.
Yes.
Yay. No, we had some pretty smart motherfuckers set up this Constitution. Anybody can be president.
As long as they were born here in the United States.
That's
and
right.
Donald Trump still hasn't been able to find a birth certificate to prove otherwise.
That's right. And if you're born here in the United States, you can be president. You don't have to even be educated. If you
Bush is another great example of that.
Well, he went to Yale.
Yeah, and got C's.
So what?
He didn't excel.
You know what? I'm not gonna say anything about that because that does not mean he's not a good leader. That does not mean he's not a good decision maker. That just means he's a C student. Doesn't mean that he can't delegate and bring people on. You know, to instruct the, you know, I mean, you know, nuclear physicists and economists, global economists, you know, they go to those schools and are the best.
He's
of the
a
best.
Mouth breather. Come on.
I'm just saying, I was a C student. I think I could be president of the United States. I'm not
you're a good delegator.
I'm a good delegator. I'm not afraid to make decisions. I don't mind hiring people smarter than me. I don't mind doing any of that. I want to sit in a room with 12 people smarter than me and hear what they think. But in the end, you know, there's a reason why you're not president, probably because you're a pussy, but you're smart.
No, it's because I have a pussy.
No, I'm talking about the smart guys in the room. I was talking in third person.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
Sorry, I didn't sense your tense change.
No, women are smart enough to be president by far. You know, they have the balls to be president, all that stuff. It's just they don't get women to back them is the problem. when you got half the nation still voting against abortion, which they still don't realize the issue is not the abortion itself, it's the ability to have a choice. So you can have a choice not to have an abortion if that's the way you feel.
Again, that is something that I just ask men to stop for a moment and let's pretend you, Lex, you want to get a vasectomy because, you know, you've thought about it. You've thought about it. You have your reasons for wanting to do it. It's because you don't want to have more children. You would like to have sex without, you know, a condom. And Lord knows, you know, that the pill stops working after 35 due to stroke and everything else. So you've made your choice. And then all of a sudden you find out that there is a law where you have to get a doctor's permission. And you also have to have someone else, a counsel or something somewhere else, decide whether or not you, Lex, should have this very painful surgery on your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Until a man has had a body part legislated, I truly believe that no man has any right to say anything about abortion.
Listen, you're preaching you to guys, the choir.
You guys get to fuck. You know, insurance covers your Viagra, everything else. And
that's
it's
not
like,
entirely true, by the way.
It depends on the prescription plan. But I guarantee you that Viagra shows up higher on the list than birth control. And, you know, again, going back to the pill, yes, the pill is the cheapest, easiest way to make ensure that there's not a pregnancy or at least greatly reduce that pregnancy. But again, once a woman hits 35, she doesn't miraculously stop being fertile at 35. But at 35, the pill is starts to increase the risk of stroke, especially if you're a smoker. So then you have to start finding other ways. So guess what? Either you just stop having sex with your husband altogether because you don't want to carry that child, or you wear condoms, which again, no one likes condoms. So then we get to go up to the expensive stuff, you know, the $200 IUD and all that. Again, it's stuff that gets
and those can blow your legs off.
Is it a UID? What is it?
IED?
IED?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I was on a roll.
That was a bad joke.
Anyway, yes.
Really, that joke blew up in my face.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. So, I've never understood how 100% of all women don't just vote "fuck you." This even shouldn't even be on a voter referendum at all.
You know, people think that abortion is so new. I actually read a pretty interesting article last week where there is some plant that is found, I think, over in Africa. And this plant is
a natural plant.
It is. You drink it as a tea or take the herbs from it, and it will cause a natural abortion. You expel the child that's within you. And they have found proof going back at least 1,000 years where slaves, when they found out they were pregnant, would, you know, find someone to get them some of these herbs, and they would drink it, eat it, whatever, so that they could abort their child so that they weren't giving birth to a child who was being born into slavery.
Right.
And these were women 1,000 years ago who were taking charge and making decisions about their own bodies. It was the ultimate fuck you to the slave owners who were hoping that they were breeding and everything. And, you know, this isn't a new thing. This didn't just start in the 70s. Women have been making choices for a very long time, and it seems that good old-fashioned American men want to take that away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, again, when you say that you're pro-choice, at least for me, I don't think, again, that you should be lining women up so that they have an abortion. I actually, if a woman absolutely wants that child, I will support her decision to keep that child just as much as I will support the woman who wants to not have that child.
That's what I'm saying to the women who absolutely will never have an abortion. You still must vote for pro-choice, you know, so you have your rights. So you don't have a man telling you what to do. You know, and the hypocritical part of this, you know, it's like these women who, you know, are holier than thou about this. If they had a daughter get, you know, raped by a gang somewhere, you know, and knocked up, they'd be the first one to look for a clinic somewhere.
Well, what's that joke? You know, Republicans don't believe in abortion until their mistresses get pregnant.
Yeah.
And great, it's the truth.
Great bumper sticker. Yeah. You know, Newt Gingrich is like, yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Let's, you know.
I'm sure he's paid for a couple.
Yeah, do we have to back this law? Well, you know me, Stacey. I'm on your side.
I know.
So
I just get mad because it just seems like we're just getting dumber. America's getting dumber. You wonder why China is kicking our ass. Just look around, folks.
Yeah, but there are backwoods about shit like that, too. Don't kid yourself. They're the other direction. You can't have any kids.
But you can. I've read stories. You know, if you have the money and you know the person to bribe, there are Chinese families with 5 kids. It happens.
Well, that is just wrong.
But yes, again, it just affects the poor. You have your one child and, you know.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I support a woman's right to have that child just as much as I support the woman who, you know what, if she's made the decision to not have the child, she has some pretty good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be reasons that you agree with, and you might think she's being flip or whatever, but again, her priorities are probably not completely in line with yours.
Right.
So, fuck all y'all.
Stacey's all worked up.
I am. This pisses me off.
Stacey wants to have abortions.
I want all of you to have an abortion.
Yeah. It's like that Wanda Sykes bit. She goes, yeah! Come on, girls! Let's go on down and get some abortions!
And the thing is, you know, again, because if you're, and you know, it seems to be the Christian conservative Republicans who are all dead set against, you know, women having this choice, but they're so hell bent on getting these fetuses born, and then they don't want to give them any chance of a decent education. They don't want to make sure that their mothers and the children have food and services to keep them warm and safe until the child is old enough to hopefully become a productive member of society. You've already written that child off as soon as it bursts forth out of either the vagina or the stomach.
Yeah. So you brought up China. There's a Chinese hospital that's putting fathers-to-be through the pain of childbirth.
Good.
Which is so redundant. It's called the 9 months before.
It sounds like a zombie movie.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know how they do it, but apparently they have some sort of way to make men feel that.
Well, they have that contraption that allegedly very realistically simulates labor pains.
Yeah.
There are videos on YouTube of men with this thing on. There was like a guy who did it for Mother's Day in honor of his mom, and it was just 2 hours of him screaming.
Yeah. It's like, do you have the... wherewithal to make these chicks feel what it's like to spend 9 months with me before I do this? Because if you do, let's talk. This is a two-way street, trust me. Just saying.
It's a big thing to carry a child. You know, you in a perfect world, you love that child and you're taking care of yourself. And, you know, you are doing everything you can to ensure the safety and health of that baby as it's growing inside you. But it takes a lot out of you. You know, there's a reason why women get those prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it does.
I imagine that Duggar woman that's had the 20, 50 children, whatever they are. She probably has very brittle bones and bad hair.
And I don't care.
<saying.
laughs> Yeah, she's that whole family. I'm sorry. I just can't subscribe to that. That's so gluttonous and just over the top and egotistical. And
they're breeding a little Christian army is what they're doing.
Yes.
They're making a point with her vagina.
And for God's sakes, who wants that?
I can't imagine what it's like in the house when she sneezes.
What?
The crap that just falls out of her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they have to save all her boogers just in case it's a miscarriage.
Plug that thing up.
Yeah, send this to the doctor. I'm not sure what this is. Either way, we got to fuck again tonight.
Because it's my duty to make sure that my husband, who provides for us, is very happy and pleased with me and my family. And it's my duty as a woman to fuck you.
Yeah, you want to...
Shall we do it doggy style tonight, honey?
Yeah, you want to please him? Quit having kids. That'd be, if I were her husband, I'd be like, shut your fucking legs. Start using that mouth of yours. I don't want to...
But see, if you're a good Christian, that is wrong. Because sex should only be for procreational purposes.
Well, honey, you're a good Christian. Me, I want my dick sucked. And I'm the provider, so you do what I say.
Yeah, oh, what a quandary. What a quandary.
Read it in that book. It says so, because we wrote it. There's so many people that think that, you know, God himself or Jesus Christ wrote that book. It blows my mind. It's like, no.
I know.
No, men who want control wrote that book.
That was the whole point of religion, yeah, was to control people when there weren't laws in place and it was impossible to rule all these people.
Yeah.
You put the fear literally of God into them.
Uh-huh.
Because if they won't answer to a ruler, they'll answer to, you know, God, who's going to give you rain for your crops.
And if you defied them on Sunday after church, you got to see them get killed.
And, you know, the whole reason homosexuality is an abomination is because that was at a point when people needed to procreate and produce more children. And they felt that gay sex, much like giving that blowjob to your loving husband, was a way to not have children. That's the only reason that anyone had an issue with homosexuality. God doesn't care, people.
Well, that's your opinion.
It's the truth.
I think it is. Just like God doesn't care if you score a touchdown. Listen, if God loves everybody, then he's not going to feel good about you scoring a touchdown and letting that defensive back that you just beat, you know, be in sadness.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's not going to help you score and fuck that guy over. That goes against everything they say about God.
Yes.
That's why I wonder if he's here all the time.
He's not.
I think you.
He's so sick of us.
I think you have to summon him personally in moments of crisis and changes and it forks in your life. You know, that's what I think. I don't think you get to talk to him every Sunday.
And if that's the only time you're talking to him again, way to go, bravo, Christians! You're being hypocrites.
Yeah, I mean...
Or how about the whores, you know, that have been divorced twice, fucked around on their second husband with the little snivelly guy in the meat department at the grocery store so that you could leave your husband for him, but hey, you guys have Jesus, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Whore. God.
Man, I'd sure hate to be that person.
Yeah.
Anywho, oh my God, good stuff.
Whore, hypocritical Christian, Jesus loving whore.
So, those are the kind that drive me crazy. I don't know about you.
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, good for you. So anyway, I want to move on about a statement that Gene Simmons made, that rock and roll is dead, that he made in a club not too long ago. And and I started thinking about it, coupled with a comment Dave Grohl made about the computer is killing rock and roll, that it's making it too easy for musicians to take shortcuts, and therefore the quality of the music suffering.
What they really mean is that it's too easy for people to illegally download music and they're not getting their money.
No, I don't think he's worried about money. Money, just so you know, Stace, has always been made by musicians in touring and merchandising. That is their big money grab. The record company pretty much fucks them over on sales, and that's always been the case. Basically, an artist gets about $1 per sale on music sold.
Gotcha.
And musicians have always been okay with this because they basically make all the money on touring. And the money on one tour that's generated is crazy. It's always been crazy. It's always been in line with the economy at the time, but the amount of money a big band makes on a major tour is insane.
Right. Pink Floyd.
With merchandising and and ticket sales, it is possible for a band to make a couple million dollars a night.
Nice. I got to learn how to play guitar.
And if you're doing 35 cities, you figure it out.
That's math.
And that's a couple million dollars after everybody's paid.
My Christian upbringing didn't allow me to learn math.
Really?
No, I'm just dumb at math.
Mine did, because they wanted me to be able to count how much money I give them.
That's because you're a man.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, so they wanted me to succeed. I see.
Exactly. Okay, it was understood that so all of the eggs would go into your basket.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
No, my mom and dad never. I can tell you, I never gave an issue or a thought to me being like a chick. Is anything that was holding me back? But it has been like in the last 10 years that suddenly it's like, wow, apparently my vagina seems to be a hindrance.
A nice,
we need the money.
Nice bitter version today. It was very humorous, I thought, at times. We certainly didn't hold anything back. So Merry Christmas, everybody. And
happy Thanksgiving. Hope it's a wonderful one, folks.
Yeah. This is going on over. We actually will start playing this on Wednesday. So, this is one of those things that probably won't spread your holiday cheer very much, but I think it was an excellent episode. And I want to thank
threesomepodcast.com.
Yes, thank you for that. And I want to thank Drew Hillis of DBC for making LT2 and the Threesome Podcast possible. We'll see you next time.